The Moose Jaw Miller Express have had their share of commanding victories through their 9-game winning streak, but now they're finding a way to get the job done in come-from-behind fashion. The Express picked up back-to-back comeback wins in recent Western Canadian Baseball League action, staging a walk-off 3-2 win over the Regina Red Sox on Sunday night before battling to a 6-4 victory over the Okotoks Dogs to open a 6-game road swing on Tuesday at Seaman Stadium. Moose Jaw improved to 24-10 with the wins, and have now moved 8 1/3 games clear of the Red Sox for first place in the East Division. Their 9 straight wins are also best in the league, as is their 9-1 record over their last 10. Miller Express 3, Regina 2. Julio Acosta was the hero of Moose Jaw's most recent win over the Red Sox, as his bases-loaded single in the bottom of the ninth scored Dawson Tweet with the game-winning run. A 2-run home run off the bat of Bittner Workman had given Regina a 2-1 lead in the top of the 7th, but Chaz Poppe hit his second double of the game to lead off the 8th, and one batter later Wyatt Tweet would bring him home with the tying run. As the score would indicate, both starting pitchers were sharp from the get-go. Cameron Dunn put together his first quality start of the season for the Express, allowing 2 runs on 5 hits and striking out 3 6 2/3 innings of work. Zach Pollin was just as sharp for Regina, allowing a single unearned run on 4 hits over 5 2/3 innings and striking out 5. The bullpens were the difference, though, as Moose Jaw's Julian Gonzalez allowed a single hit over 1 1/3 innings and Haldon Craig struck out a pair in a scoreless 9th. Poppe and Wyatt Tweet each had a 2-for-4 game at the plate. Miller Express 6, Okotoks 4. Things looked good for the hometown Dogs as they built a 4-0 lead through 4 innings, but Moose Jaw would get all of that back in the 5th and then tacked on a pair of runs in the 7th to secure the win. Austin Gurney came through with the big hit this time around, with his 2-out single in the 7th bringing home Nate Mensick with the go-ahead run and Luke LaChance with an insurance marker. That would be more than enough for Craig to finish things off, as he'd toss 4 innings of relief and hold Okotoks to a single hit in the process while striking out 4. Kellen Vogeser got the start and allowed a run on 3 hits over 3 innings before Jake King surrendered 3 runs on 2 hits and 3 walks while getting a single out in the 4th. Zach Sigmund finished off the inning and tossed a scoreless 5th to set up Craig's game-winning effort. LaChance finished the game 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored, while Dougie De La Cruz, Bobby Pockrney and Wyatt Tweet were all 2-for-4 with a run scored. The Miller Express are back in action Wednesday night when they face Okotoks for the final time in the regular season.